finally embraced the fact that I don't much care about fashion, much like I'm not particularly enthused about algebra or the space program. I haven't really given a flip about fashion since I wore Jacques Cohen espadrilles and the classic Tanner Peter Pan collared blouse. I guess I wore something between the two, but I can't recall. I did appreciate those ridiculously oversized shoulder pads back in the Alexis and Crystal Carrington good old days of dynasty. I was under the fashion delusion that the bigger the shoulder pads, the smaller you looked, which I know now is just plain wrong. I do, however, like a shoe, probably because it is the only thing that I can comfortably wear in a size 10. My fashion ineptitude was so severe that I buckled and solicited the services of the oh-so-lovely Jess James, fashionista extraordinaire. She gave it her best shot to jazz me up, but I was a disappointing failure. Hiring Jess to fluff me up is the equivalent of hiring Michelangelo to paint the old dilapidated barn. Even Jess has her limitations. Nobody ever calls to ask what I'm wearing to a particular event or function, because I dress the same if I'm going to a funeral or the Piggly Wiggly. I have a closet full of unworn clothes, but I habitually wear one of my 4 pairs of black polyester stretch pants and a colorful top. I appreciate and embrace the fashion uniform style of UPS. It is disappointing that I'm not more fashion forward. My mother handmade my every outfit from birth until I went off to school. She smocked, knitted, and purled herself silly, right down to my handmade white eyelet underpants. And when I did go off to school, I spent 6 years at an all-girls school, wearing a Lon's flannel nightgown tucked into sweatpants. Even today, I wear workout clothes with absolutely no intention of working out. The only thing I have in common with Hillary Clinton is we both admit to not possessing the fashion gene. Either have it or you don't, and we don't. Speaking of jeans, I must confess that over Christmas I was in search of a few gag gifts, and I bought a pair of pajama jeans, but made the mistake of trying them on, and what a big mistake that was. As the saying goes, if you don't want a haircut, don't go to the barber. If you don't want a puppy, don't go to the pound. So, if you don't want to become a fashion slug, step away from the pajama jeans.